What's good, everybody? It's the Clownwood Cap Show. Super Bowl 58 is less than a week upon us. I cannot wait. It's a rematch from Super Bowl 54. We got the San Francisco 49ers, which I hope they do win, versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes. He's the Steph Curry of the NFL by a long shot. Look, a lot of people are saying, you know, Mahomes might be the GOAT, so-and-so. Hey, let's put the brakes here. Mahomes is great. I get that. He does have that factor. He only has two Super Bowls right now. So, like, to talk about the GOAT and Tom Brady, we're literally saying he's not even halfway yet. Like, Tom Brady has seven Super Bowl championships. We're talking about Mahomes, who has two? Like, let's slow down a little bit on the GOAT talk, but I do think Patrick Mahomes definitely is in the top 10 all-time quarterbacks. Absolutely. But Mahomes is still relatively kind of fresh in his career. I know that might sound crazy, but going back to Super Bowl 54 back in 2020, I mean, that was such a great Super Bowl. They were down by 10 going into the fourth quarter, and we remember what happens next. Kansas City scores 21 points in the fourth quarter to San Francisco 0, and that's when they had trash Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo, he was dog awful. And we look at Patrick Mahomes, he had two touchdowns, two picks in that Super Bowl 54 rematch. So I'm looking at this. Tyreek Hill, 105 yards receiving. Then you had Deebo Samuel. He had 53 yards on three carries. That is huge. I think Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey are an X factor in Super Bowl 58. I think these two guys alone could single-handedly win them the game here. They can control the game flow. They could keep, you know, Mahomes on the sideline for long possessions here from McCaffrey and Deebo. So Deebo definitely, I believe Deebo was a rookie then. And they were relatively young at that time. So I think right now 49ers remember that. Kittle was on the squad. I think they all remember that game. And they realized, look, you know, this is our time right now. You know, both have similar defenses. Both have great defensive lines. You know, you got Jones. There's so many great players on Kansas City. But I think Kansas City this season, you know, we look at them and say, wow, such a rocky season up and down. But we can't say that the Kansas City Chiefs defense has always been legit, has always put pressure on the quarterback, has always played great games week in and week out. Now, we can't say that about Mahomes and the receiving core for Kansas City, but they have stepped up. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for this Super Bowl. I really can't. It's definitely a coin flip situation. And we look at it right now. The Super Bowl favorite is 49ers by 1.5 right now. The favorite in the Super Bowl is 29-26-2 all time, which is crazy, right? But you know what's even crazier is the underdog is 3-0 in the last three Super Bowls. So I think right now Kansas City being an underdog is huge. I think if you had $1 million right now and say, hey, what should I throw it on, San Francisco or Kansas City? I'm going to tell you to throw it on Kansas City. Why? Because you have Patrick Mahomes, who has more experience than the San Francisco 49ers, who has more experience than Brock Purdy right now. And I just want to give credit where credit is due. Shout out to Brock Purdy. A lot of people want to, you know, say Brock Purdy's an average quarterback. He could do this and that. But what I saw last week against Detroit, you know, I saw a player that was really playing great. That was, yes, he had a lucky throw one time, really should have been picked, you know, off the defender's face mask. But I saw Brock Purdy run for first downs. I saw Brock Purdy not slide when he runs, but he's going full speed, taking the hits and getting the first down. That's the Brock Purdy I saw. I saw the hungry Brock Purdy here. So I think if San Francisco wants to win the Super Bowl this year, I think it has to go through Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's going to have make these deep throws. Brock Purdy might have to scramble for 10, 15 yards to get that first down. But I do think the X factor for Kansas City, they're going to have to stop McCaffrey and Deebo. If they cannot stop McCaffrey and Deebo and they're going to run and run on them, it's going to be a long night for Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to lose if that's what's going to happen. If Deebo and Christian McCaffrey get on this heater and start to run the ball, they're going to utilize the play action and just open it up down the field on Kansas City. You know, we could say it both sides, obviously. For Kansas City-wise, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, I like that duo. You know, the best tight end quarterback duo just past Gronk and Tom Brady. I just think right now, on a good parlay prop bet for the Super Bowl, anytime touchdown, I like Christian McCaffrey. You know, and really a lot of people are saying two touchdowns for McCaffrey. Then you have Deebo. I like Deebo to score a touchdown. I like George Kittle to score a touchdown. And I like Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. Yes, both tight ends. I know that's a little risky here. And I like Pacheco to score a touchdown. Really, their main players, I like to score touchdowns here. This is the Super Bowl. This is as big as it gets. I believe the spread is 47.5. I like the over. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, which what we want, right? We want a high-scoring game, even though sometimes the Super Bowl gets tight. We remember the LA Rams versus the New England Patriots. It was like 13-3, something like that. A really low-scoring Super Bowl. But I want to see a high-scoring Super Bowl, something like the 2014 Super Bowl where Seattle lost to the New England Patriots. I want to see that type of game, like a 28-24, something around there. I think that's we have the making of that. I really do, but I think this is huge, man. Andy Reid, the head coach for Kansas City, he's 3-1 and gets the spread in the Super Bowl. 3-1, it gets the spread. So right now, we look at Andy Reid and say, man, this is a lock pick for Kansas City, right? 49ers are the only team in the NFL that's been favored in every single game this season. Just imagine that. They have been favorite every single game. Literally every game, 49ers have been favorite. And obviously they lost, I believe, 5 or 6 games in the regular season. I believe it was 5. You know, but looking back at it right now, they've had some close calls. You know, even the Green Bay. Green Bay missed a field goal. You know, and then we had the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell said, you know what? I'm going to leave 6 points on the board in the second half and just go for 4th down like we're playing Madden every game. And just a missed coach. Just a missed call. You know, and I get it. Dan Campbell's been doing that all season. And I get the first time going for 4th down. But the second time, 24-27, and you're going to go for it and not kick the field goal for the tie? I don't understand that. In the fourth quarter, that does not make sense to me. 49ers are really fortunate to be in this position right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I think right now Kansas City is definitely, a lot of people are leaning towards Kansas City. I'm not going to make the mistake last year where I was like, oh, Philadelphia, this and that, and then we had Kansas City come back and win that game. So I just think right now when Kansas City's an underdog, they are very scary. And we're talking about Patrick Mahomes here. We're talking about Travis Kelce. No, not T-Swift right now. We're talking about Kelce here for the moment. And I get it. Everybody's throwing hate on Taylor Swift, but, you know, at the end of the day, Taylor Swift, she's worth $1 billion. You know, she's living the American dream. She's traveling in her private jet. Why does people hate on her? I call it jealousy. I really do. I call that jealousy when people just envious of somebody. You know, just, hey, let's give homage to Taylor Swift. She's successful. She lived the American dream. Like, why we hate on her? Like, she's just having fun, you know, living life right now. So shout out to T-Swift and Travis Kelce. But I do think this Super Bowl right here, there's so many crazy prop bets to make, right? To, like, what color is the Gatorade going to be poured on the game-winning coach? Is it going to be orange, purple, red? You know what? That's crazy. I would go purple here. That's my guess. You know what? Well, obviously, the coin toss. There's just so many cool things to bet on in the Super Bowl. How long is the halftime show going to be? You know, with Usher. Shout out to Usher. You know, really, I wasn't a huge fan of Usher, but, you know, he's performing in Vegas. You know, shout out to Usher one time for the one time. But it's definitely not going to top the Super Bowl from last year with Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Eminem. Like, that's not going to top that. We're talking about Usher here, okay? Like, it's going to be good. I assume he's going to bring somebody out to help him out. You know what I'm saying? Because Usher, isn't he like 50 years old or something, dude? Like, how old is Usher now? Like 50, 60? He's got to be pushing something like that. But, you know, the Super Bowl, it's great. It's amazing. And it's American tradition. Everybody gets together, gets food, all this stuff. You know, it's great. And then we have, you know, Patrick Mahomes here. He's 3-0 straight up when he's the underdog in the playoffs. So we already know when Patrick Mahomes is the underdog, he's more likely going to win. And he's been underdog really every single game in the playoffs this year. And he said, you know what? Let's step it up when we need to step it up. Come playoff time, Kansas City hit that light switch and said, let's go. You know, and I really do. I just think Patrick Mahomes, obviously, he's their X factor. And I think Pacheco, the run game, they got to get that going. And I do think Kansas City's going to look for that. They realize they watch film. They understand that. Man, Detroit had so much success against the 49ers in the first half in the run game. David Montgomery ran all over them. You know, Gibbs ran all over them. You know, what was the key to that? So I think San Francisco's going to have to buckle down, or Pacheco's going to have a great game. You know, right now, I would tell you, go Pacheco over on yards right now. Just because Pacheco runs hard. He plays, you know, similar styles to like Deebo Samuel. Deebo and Pacheco, they both run hard. They both run, you know, typically north to south, and they're going to run through you or juke you and get the first down and continue to go. Those are the type of guys you want on the football team, right? You want guys that are going to go the extra mile. You got guys that aren't going to want to go out of bounds. They're going to take the hit and continue to go, drive forward, get the couple extra yards. That's the type of players you want, but there comes a cost with that. You know, Deebo Samuel's been banged up all year. You know, Pacheco's been banged up as well. But this is the last game of the season. This is it. This is for everything. This is for all the marbles. So I think everybody's going to go all in on this one. But who's going to be Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 58 this year? That's tricky. Obviously, the favorite, Mahomes, you know, 100%. And then after Mahomes, I would definitely go Christian McCaffrey. Why wouldn't you? And then after McCaffrey, I'd go Deebo Samuel because they're going to give him a lot of targets here, and they realized they had success. Deebo had success against Kansas City in the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Only three carries, 39 yards, three carries, 53 yards rushing off three carries. So I think Deebo's going to get more carries, more touches this game. They're going to go in and out. And I think George Kittle and Travis Kelce are going to ball out this game. And they realize that. So I just think the secondary on both Kansas City and 49ers, they're going to have to be on their P's and Q's. They're going to have to realize, hey, they are going to use the play action here and throw the ball down the field. That's just what they do. This is the Super Bowl here. They're going to take chances. You're going to throw the ball down the field. And it's going to be a shootout. I really believe that. I think whoever has the ball in the last possession is going to win this game. I could see this game being like 28-28, you know, going into the fourth quarter, something like that, in a really tight, close game. And I can't wait, dude. You know, I honestly do think Kansas City's going to win, but who do I want to see win? I do want to see the San Francisco 49ers win. Why? You know, you got Brock Purdy. Literally 2 years ago, he was the third-string quarterback. He was the last draft pick in the NFL draft, the last. That Mr. Irrelevant, you know, and everybody down at Brock Purdy say he's just a game manager, you know, but what I saw from Brock Purdy against Detroit wasn't just a game manager. It was him making plays down the field. It was him running the ball, getting the first down, extending the play, you know, extending the drive, keeping the drive alive. That's what I saw. So I just think right now Brock Purdy, he should not have a lot of pressure on him. Everybody else is doubting you anyway. So, like, if you're Brock Purdy, if I'm Brock Purdy, I'm saying, why would I need pressure? Everybody already doubted me up to this point anyway. Everybody already talked crap about me anyway except my teammates. So what do I have to lose? So if you're Brock Purdy, you're literally coming to this game stress-free, saying, I have nothing to lose here. I'm not supposed to be here, number one. Number two, everybody's doubting me, saying I'm a game manager, quarterback, not really that good. I think Brock Purdy right now has something to prove. He's going to play hungry, and he's got the tools to do it. You got Ayuk, you got George Kittle, you got Deebo, you got McCaffrey, dude. There's just so many stars on 49ers where it's like on paper, 49ers obviously are the favorite, and that's why Vegas is betting on them and saying, hey, 1.5, I like the 49ers here. You know, I think this is going to be a shootout. I cannot wait. You know, we saw, you know, like I said, 49ers, 1.5-point favorites coming in this game. This is going to be crazy. You know, Patrick Mahomes, his most recent game against the Ravens, he had a touchdown. 241 yards passing. Really didn't do much, though, in the second half in Baltimore. And then you have Pacheco and Kelce both score a touchdown. Kelce balled out over 100 yards receiving. So I think this game, it would be smart to bet on Kelce receptions here. You know, go over on receptions. I think Kelce's going to get targeted at least 10 times in this Super Bowl. I really do. Why wouldn't you? That's his boy. So I think Mahomes and Kelce are going to be dialed in. That's going to be great. But I definitely like McCaffrey to score. If I had a lock pick, it would definitely be McCaffrey to score. That's just what McCaffrey does. He scored for like 18, 17 straight weeks, dude. Like, what makes you think Christian McCaffrey's not going to score in the Super Bowl? Like, straight up, he's literally one broken tackle away from taking it 70 yards for a touchdown. That's the type of velocity, type of speed that McCaffrey has. It kind of reminds me a little bit of LaDainian Tomlinson in a way, the way McCaffrey plays. They both played similar styles, both really elusive and can just skate on you and take off. So I that's why I think McCaffrey plays like a little bit of LT. LaDainian Tomlinson, shout out to LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Famer. You know, Christian McCaffrey. I want to see McCaffrey win Super Bowl MVP. Why? Because they didn't want to give him the MVP in the regular season. They wanted to get it to Lamar or quarterback. I get all that. But at the end of the day, who is the MVP, the most valuable player? And that's Christian McCaffrey in the whole league. He was the most valuable player this year in fantasy. Who was the number one running back this year? Christian McCaffrey. Like, dude, what are we talking about here? That's crazy. Who was the number one quarterback in fantasy this year? Josh Allen. So it wasn't Lamar Jackson. Like, you know, so I just think pound for pound, Christian McCaffrey should win regular season MVP. And if McCaffrey goes for over 100 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns and they get the dub against Kansas City by a game-winning field goal, Christian McCaffrey should win Super Bowl MVP. I'm sure McCaffrey rather have the Super Bowl MVP than the regular season MVP. I don't think he cares about it, but it's just the NFL. I just feel like, you know, everybody says the NFL's rigged and not all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, the NFL's a billion-dollar industry. They're making money. They're making billions yearly. You know what I'm saying? Almost weekly. That's just what they do. But I just think the Super Bowl is great. You get the halftime show. You got all the commercials during the Super Bowl, which is really crazy, right? Some of the commercials are great. You know, we had the old school Budweiser commercials. You got the Dorito commercials. Just so many funny commercials. That's why a lot of people tune into the Super Bowl is strictly for the commercials. They don't care about the game. They don't even understand football. They just want to watch the commercials and the halftime show with Usher. That's it, dude. That's why a lot of people tune into the Super Bowl. But I love it, man. It's a huge venue. I think it's definitely a bucket list that you guys should definitely go to a Super Bowl game. Like, the atmosphere is just insane. Like, you would love it. You really would. It's one of the once-in-a-lifetime things. But Super Bowl 58 in Vegas, we have a rematch from 4 years ago. Powerhouse. We got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. You know T-Swift's going to pull up for Kelce. Shout out to Travis Kelce. Then you got the 49ers, who are really relatively close to Vegas. You know, you got Kittle. You got McCaffrey, Debo. But I'm telling you right now, if the San Francisco 49ers want to win the Super Bowl this year, it's going to be because of Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel, those two players. If they end up breaking out and have great games, over 100 rushing yards each, it's over. Kansas City's going to lose this game, and it's going to be 49ers. Now, if Kansas City wins this game, it's going to be because of their defense. They're going to lock down Purdy, put pressure on Purdy, make him throw picks. And also, you know, they're going to score in the red zone. You know, Patrick Mahomes got to score touchdowns in the red zone. Same thing as Brock Purdy. You got to score touchdowns in the red zone. If you want to win a Super Bowl, you're not going to win a Super Bowl by just kicking field goals in the red zone. You know, as the Cincinnati Bengals against the Rams a couple years ago, that's just not how you win Super Bowls. You got to get the touchdowns. You got to get the extra points. This is all everything. You're playing for everything. There's no other game after this. This is for everything. So I'm rooting for the 49ers. I want to see McCaffrey get the Super Bowl MVP. I want to see 49ers take it. They're getting revenge from 4 years ago. So it's just funny how it just comes around. 4 years later, boom, we're right back at it. Rematch. I cannot wait for this Super Bowl. Andy Reid, better be ready here. Lay off the chicken nuggets, Andy Reid. I'm telling you right now, we got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the 49ers. It's Super Bowl 58. It's the Clown with Cavs show. Let's go!